Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sauville, and Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, if we lost this job, right? And you had to get a job.
When we lose a job?
Right. And you wanted to be that next five-star HVAC technician or plumber.
Right.
Do you think you'd be capable of going through the training to be
no.
able to do it? Like, you always say
impossible.
You're not handy.
I'm not. And I just, first of all, I don't like doing
handyman
stuff.
I wouldn't have any interest in doing
and
it. So I would do it wrong.
I know I would be bad at it.
Yeah.
Because at every turn, I'm bad. At, like, my wife needed me to build, like, something for her classroom, like a rolling cart for her classroom. And I built it, but it takes me 3 to 4 times longer than it takes a normal handy person to do it.
Right.
I'm just not good at that sort of thing. So, no, I would fail miserably. I would be the worst trainee that they've ever seen in the history of HVAC.
You'd be a 1-star, not a 5-star.
No, I'd be a 0-star.
Right.
They would look at me and say, you don't have what it takes for this gig. You're out of here.
Yeah, it's not for you.
On to the next.
No,
stop for me.
Both.
Hey,
EB,
we met one of your fellow thespians from your Crop Metcalf spot.
Which one?
That's
at
right,
our pregame show in Alexandria at Glory Days Grill on Sunday. See, I'm not great with remembering names. There was a guy who works with Crop Metcalf.
Doesn't matter the name.
Big guy.
Oh, you met Ben.
Huge listener. Yeah, it's
Ben.
Ben.
Yeah. Ben's
and
a big
Ben,
silly.
Ben brought his son.
Yep.
And his son, I guess, maybe played your son or was in one of the spots with you.
His son and daughter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when we were in Ben's, the spider. Remember that? That was his daughter.
Yeah, he was like your Theo from the Cosby
and I
Show
think he's
back
the
in the day.
I think when I said, hey, pass the chicken kid,
right.
That was his son.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've talked to Ben many times. He's hooked me up.
No, Ben's
a
good dude.
Sent some texts
man.
Over to the house. Yeah.
Very forceful with the pass the chicken. I mean, it's a very angry pass the chicken.
Listen, there, me and the director,
right?
I'm not kidding. We talked about how we wanted to deliver the line.
I'm sure they did.
We went over the top.
Right.
And it was...
Hey, it's memorable. People remember it.
Smash.
They remember it.
People goof on those spots. Each one of them's butt memorable.
They are.
Sorry.
Well, they're memorable, too, because they're on all the time.
They get a lot of fun.
And they're on a lot during the day. For
right.
some reason, like between 2 and 6.
Well, they're
6.
On during all games.
Like, they're on a heavy schedule.
They're during games.
Definitely during
and
games.
And they're on all the networks.
But
they're
on,
really brilliant.
I see them all the time during the day, like right, like during the news.
Yeah.
Like the local news are
Radio
always on.
Insider.
I know that Tim Kropp is the
insider.
Man,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of feel like I should be on one of the trucks.
Hey, I'd lobby for
I kind of feel like I should be on one of the
why
trucks.
Why don't you wrap your BMW?
No, one of the work trucks.
No, just wrap your Beamer.
Yeah, I'll talk to Mike Walker about that.
Yeah, that'd be worlds, endorsement worlds colliding if that happened.
I tried to make that happen.
JP tried to do that. He tried to get paid
and I think
to have a company
through.
Wrap his vehicle.
Well, because I drive so much,
how much could
I would
you be bought for?
Value.
How much could you be bought for?
$1,000 a month.
Oh my God, it's humiliating.
Give me Merry Maids.
That's humiliating. You would drive around in your wrapped vehicle for $1,000 a month?
Of course.
This guy needs cash.
I don't even need it, but
who
cares?
He does
Redskins overtime.
No, but
you do that? He'll do it on a Monday
he does
night.
See me do it?
At 1 in the morning.
He does pregame and postgame.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I know, but.
No,
who
I don't
cares?
Like money that much.
I don't. It's not even about the money. It's like, who cares? It's my car.
You'd
I don't
have to
care
pay
what my
me.
Car looks like. I really don't.
I get that. But I'm not going to wrap it in some commercial thing unless I'm getting paid a significant amount of money to do it.
It would have to be more than $1,000.
It'd have to be more than $1,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's go around the NFL with the Jets.
$5,000.
All right.
Brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit donatepurpleheart.org. The big news in the NFL is that Daniel Jones will now start at quarterback for the Giants over Eli Manning. We discussed this right around 6:20. I don't know that we made our votes official, okay? We are now voting on the Hall of Fame, and Eli Manning's name is up.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you're putting Eli in the Hall of Fame.
The Junk's Hall of Fame?
I don't like to do this, but I'm going to put him in.
Jason Bishop puts him in.
Well, squarely putting my hand down.
And this is the reason.
Jason's it.
All right, because he won 2 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
He's 7th all-time in passing yards, and he's 8th all-time in touchdowns. Now, again, compiler maybe, yep. But he didn't miss a game. All right, so he stayed healthy, and you could always guarantee he was going to be out there on the field. Believe me, it hurts. It actually hurts my arm to do it.
It pains you.
But based on those numbers, I'll put him
in. Well, my Hall of Fame actually has standards, so my hand remains down.
Yeah.
He's a durable compiler who got hot in 2 playoff runs, and congrats to him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hand firm, will not
firmly
move
down.
Off
right.
The...
Look, I can see why you would do it. I can see why you would keep him out.
I love the Mannings, particularly Peyton.
Yes, you do.
And I think Eli has been a pretty good quarterback throughout most of his career. But a couple things jump out at you. He never was the best.
No.
Like, to me, Hall of Fame guys are for the best.
You don't have to be the best.
Or the second best, maybe third best. I mean, Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. There are so many guys who are better during his era, and those numbers are impressive, but so many guys are going to pass those numbers eventually because he has benefited from being durable in this past happy era.
That's true.
I mean, eventually Matt Ryan will pass him. Eventually Matthew Stafford will pass him.
He's going to get lapped by so
many
guys.
And I can't put Matthew Stafford in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Well, no, but if he won 2 Super Bowls and his numbers were equivalent, you'd probably think hard about it.
Maybe. But
I might put him in 10 years.
But Stafford won't even win a playoff game, so
it's
a little different.
There are probably 5 or 6 guys who he played with. I mean, off the top of my head, like I mentioned, Brady, his brother Peyton, Drew Brees, Big Ben, they're all better than him. Even Tony Romo was better than him when Romo was playing.
To me, you don't have to be the best. You just have to play at a very elite level.
Be amongst the best.
And I'm not sure that he did, except he did have a few moments.
Certainly.
And they were big ones.
Yeah, I mean, as big as you can have.
Mention Drew Brees, because he's definitely a Hall of Famer. He is having hand surgery in Los Angeles. Estimated timetable, 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm going to say it's closer to 8 weeks. Anytime you open up your hand and you dig in there... That's going to take a while
to heal. That pretty much dooms their playoff hopes. I mean, without Brees for half a season.
Yeah, I mean, unless Bridgewater turns into some great quarterback, you're right.
All these injuries are pummeling our predictions.
Crushing
that we made,
them.
Destroying them.
Correct.
The Patriots, of course, are just crushing the competition thus far this season. Have some issues, though, with their offensive line. Offensive tackle Isaiah Wynn placed on injured reserve with a toe injury. He's one of their starting tackles.
But Bruce Allen, don't trade Trent Williams there. Don't let him win somehow and get
that
traded.
That really is the perfect spot for him.
I mean, it's...
The other starting tackle is Marcus Cannon, and he's out with a shoulder injury.
So they're out their tackles this week?
Cannon could return, but he's banged up. They did go out and sign offensive lineman who had played with Tampa, mm-hmm. who was just available.
Right.
So...
I mean, that seems like the perfect spot for him if they could work out a deal. By the way, the Patriots are 23. Think about this. 23.5-point favorites over the Jets.
It's crazy.
The Jets team total is 10.
Oh, it's gone down. I thought it was like 11.
10. You can get it at 10. The Dolphins team total is 10.5.
Well, the Patriots are giving
up. You never see numbers like this in the NFL.
The Patriots are giving up 1.5 points a game.
I know.
All right, 5 questions. It's a Wednesday. We do 5 questions here around the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, right now, through 2 games, has completed 71% of his passes, 821 yards, 7 touchdowns. Is he a lock for a second straight MVP? Is he a lock?
I wouldn't say lock. I think if Lamar Jackson keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be in the conversation. We'll see if that's sustainable.
Let's see what happens this week. This is a huge game.
Absolutely.
For that topic and for the Ravens.
I mean, Mahomes, I wouldn't say a lock, but he's on that path.
Not a lock.
I don't think there are many guys who
odds
are have
favorite.
A chance to beat him.
Odds on favorite, but
I mean, what
maybe
if he gets hurt?
Lock.
I mean, we just lost 6 quarterbacks.
Lamar Jackson is in the conversation right now. Who else is in the conversation?
How about Dak?
Carson Wentz.
In the conversation.
Wentz. Dak, Brady.
All quarterbacks.
It's too early. You just can't. There's no lock 2 weeks in.
Who am I missing?
Wilson.
Russell Wilson has been very good.
Yeah, all those
maybe
guys.
Zeke, if you want to find a running back.
Yeah, I would probably really bet a quarterback wins
big
it.
Numbers so far against Skins.
All right, so you mentioned the big game. That gets me to my second question, which has to do with Lamar Jackson. So far, 7 touchdowns, no picks, quarterback ratings 145.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he ran for, I believe it was 120 rushing yards last week.
How do you think he plays against the Chiefs on the road?
I think the Chiefs defense is nothing special. I think he continues the heater. I mean, he's going to.
Seems like he's the real deal. Like, he's a sustainable RG3.
He will throw for at least 2 touchdowns.
I'm getting the Cap vibe on him.
And he'll rush for at least 1 this weekend.
Kaepernick had a couple years where
Cap
he flourished.
Was really, really good.
Yeah. And in fact, he put up, everybody's lauding Lamar's numbers this past week where he ran for $125 and threw for over 250. Cap did that in a playoff game.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you.
Valdez, do you like your boys plus 7?
Yes. I actually think they win the game straight up.
Oh, you do.
Look at this.
He's feeling frisky.
It. What is the Ravens team total this week, Jason?
23.5.
Okay.
Want to put a little cash on that, Valdez?
What do you mean?
Like, I'll take the Chiefs straight up, money line. You take the Ravens.
What's the money line?
Well, you told me they're going to win straight up.
I know. So why would I bet with you for even money when I can go get a plus 250 somewhere?
Well, I mean, I'm not a sports book. I'm just saying you think the Ravens are going to win, I'll take the Chiefs.
Oh, well, I'm going to shop for a better price.
All right.
Your book's got our sports book.
Your book.
I'm a sports book to this guy.
Yeah, they're minimal
bets. Your book has a hurting price.
That's true. I don't even know what the money line is. It's not up on my site.
So I compared Lamar to Colin Kaepernick. He was in the news yesterday, or at least his agent said, Kaepernick, they're actually reaching out to quarterback needy teams. You see, like with the Jets, they're down to their third stringer is starting because Darnold has mono, Trevor Siemian out for the year with that ankle injury, and they're starting Luke Falk, 6th-round draft pick. Do you think he ever gets another shot? His agent says he's been working out 5 days a week, 5 in the mornings, the best shape of his life, has been in the league since 2016.
I would bet against it. No, I don't think he gets a shot.
Well, Tommy Maddox went 5 years out of the league, right? So that's, to me, that's the bar. Like, he was out of the league 5 years and came in, was pretty productive for a couple of years there with Pittsburgh. So it's still plausible.
I think it's plausible. I just don't know that any teams are going to give him a shot.
Just needs one. Just needs one.
I would guess no. I
mean, I'm going to bet really against it, but he just needs one.
You got to be really, really desperate to go out there. He hadn't played in how many years?
Yeah, but like I say, Maddox didn't play in 5 years.
So he essentially hadn't played in 3 years. And you know it's just going to be a circus, a PR circus. Be a nightmare for that team.
I think you just have to have a strong leader.
It'd be a huge distraction.
You have to have a strong leader. Like, Bill Belichick was able to do that with Antonio Brown. You need to have a similar coach and organization.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown, you can argue, is the best wide receiver in the league, or top 2 or 3.
Understood.
Colin Kaepernick is not the best quarterback or 2 or 3 in the league.
And, and he's sat for 3 years, he's going to be even worse.
So you're willing to risk it a little bit more for an Antonio Brown.
All right, DeSean Jackson out 2 weeks with an abdominal strain. Mm. And Alshon Jeffrey could miss Sunday's game against the Lions with a calf injury.
That hurts them, man.
Will the Lions actually get to 2-0-1 with a win in Philadelphia?
The Lions are frisky. I think they'll keep it close. I think Aguilar is going to fill in. Zach Ertz will get more targets with the absence of those receivers.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to run the ball. They have not been able to run the ball.
The Eagles are going to win, but the Lions are not pushovers, and their defense is pretty stout.
Stafford, I don't see Stafford going into Philly and winning.
Probably
they're
not.
They're the Lions.
But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think the Eagles blow them out.
No, I didn't say that.
Eagles are better.
Yes. So I'm going to bet against Matt Stafford.
And finally, we're just 2 games in. People are already talking about whether the Patriots go undefeated. I'll go the other way. Will the Dolphins win 1 game? It's hard to not win a game all season long, but I don't know that I'm going to bet on them to win a game.
I got
to
look at their schedule.
I think they're going 0-16.
They might go 0-16.
The early returns are.
So their season win total right now is 1.5, you said, Valdez?
Oh, yeah. So they have an updated season win total, and it's 1.5.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard.
They still have to play the Jets twice. I think they play the Giants too, and Redskins, and
you're putting the Redskins in there. That's really disrespectful. You think so? Hold on. Do you actually think the Dolphins have a chance to beat the Redskins?
I actually do.
They play.
I'll bet you on the game then. I'll give you some sort of odds.
Here are their easy games: Redskins, Jets, obviously twice.
I'm willing to make a large wager that we don't.
Yeah, twice. They play the Jets twice.
To the Dolphins.
Oh, how large?
I mean, we're not
playing the Giants. They play the Bengals at home.
Yeah, Bengals, that was another one.
Just for the fun sweat of it.
So you like, would you actually root for the Dolphins?
I would certainly bet under 3 wins.
Oh, I'll bet under 1.5.
If I have a lot of money at stake, I'd absolutely root for them.
I think they could go winless. The Browns just did that, right? So it's happened a couple times in the league.
I think they'll go winless.
I think their best shot at a win, even though this team is improved, it's going to be late in the season. Bengals are at the Dolphins in late December.
Yeah.
That might be their best opportunity. If they want to
either that or
win.
The Jet game November 3rd. But, I mean, Darnold, he might be back.
Andy Dalton could go in there and throw for 350 yards.
The Redskins are guaranteed winners against the Dolphins. Guaranteed winners. Guaranteed.
Will you give me odds if I take the Finns?
I mean, I consider it, but they're guaranteed winners.
Ooh, this is going to be tasty.
Sorry. Especially if Case is at
that game's in Miami, correct?
In Miami.
Yeah. They're guaranteed winners. They're not going to beat us.
It's a lot of confidence.
EB's really going to hate Haskins when Haskins starts the game blow it.
I think we got a 45% chance of beating the Bears. I do.
I think that's too high.
Josh Rosen throw deep on Josh Norman a couple of times?
Sure he could. And you could. You could roast Josh Norman.
This got to get Josh Norman out of the business of covering the speed guys.
Well, they haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah,
he needs over-the-top help.
Yeah, by the way, Lombardi went on a podcast, I think it's his podcast, basically saying that Norman made a point of trying to call out the safety publicly to get the attention away from him being the one that got roasted on the play.
That's what sort of teammate Josh Norman is. He actually went out of his way to say, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Well,
that's what he said,
His words may have belied his actions on the field.
I never understand Josh's words.
Josh is a weirdo, for sure.
He's strange,
but I didn't think he did that. I'm going to have to disagree with Lombardi there. I don't know where he's getting that.
I don't even think it was
Monte's fault. People that evaluated the film looked at
the other corner.
It was DRC that was supposed to haul ass over there and help.
Who knows?
It wasn't Monte.
The quote from the podcast is, Josh Norman gets beat. He starts looking around for the safety because he wants to try to make the media believe it wasn't him who got beat. Now, that's one person's opinion.
You mean on the field?
He got beat and he kind of looked to the sky.
Okay.
Watch the replay of it.
Someone probably botched an assignment.
DRC was supposed to help him.
Right. It doesn't mean he was necessarily looking at Monte.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just disagree with that interpretation. I don't think that Josh was scapegoating there.
That's one person's opinion.
I like Lombardi, but I disagree with that interpretation.
Believe you can catch this podcast on radio.com, where, of course, you can listen to the Junkies as well. Wherever you are, anytime, anywhere, download the radio.com app today to listen to us anytime, anywhere. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I have good days and bad days when it comes to thinking about Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was a bad day.
Right.
So I'm sitting at my kitchen counter and I'm watching the news and I heard that Cokie Roberts passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cokie Roberts, I don't know if you know who she is, but she was an ABC correspondent for years.
Probably friends with your mom, right?
My mom knew Cokie very well.
Right.
And she died of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew her husband, Steve Roberts. He's a writer for New York Times. So I met him a bunch of times. I used to hang out with them at Christmas parties at the White House when my mom would come.
Right.
Or invite me. And I'm watching it and it was Andrea Mitchell giving her like her little eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
Started to get a creeper.
Yeah, of course.
Thinking about Cokie Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, you knew
understandable.
And my family always texts me, how you doing? I say, yeah, good days and bad. Yesterday was a bad day.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then I went outside, got a glass of wine.
I thought about your mom, too, when I saw the news.
Yeah. Drabby, I got a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I went outside on my porch, and I put my sunglasses on. And my dog was out there, and like a bunch of kids in the cul-de-sac were playing kickball. And I went out there, and I started the ball.
You had a good cry.
I had a good cry.
Yeah.
But there was neighbors out, so that's why I put the sunglasses on.
Very good.
Yeah. And I went out there, and I thought about it. I was like, yeah, this is a bad day.
Yeah.
Did you tell T you were out there crying?
No.
Did you keep it to yourself?
I kept it to myself. Always keep it to myself.
What time of day?
Because it's good to keep all the feelings bottled up.
I just told thousands of people.
Yeah.
This was yesterday. I don't know. After the, you know, around the news, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
So your daughter was home from school.
My daughter was home, but yeah, she was upstairs. I think. Actually, this might have been before that.
Do you get the feels when you walk by Maddie's empty room?
The first time I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. No, I think all of that it just comes in bunches for me.
It's like
I start thinking about all of it. Uh-huh. Remember yesterday I said I have depression? I truly believe I do.
I don't doubt it.
I mean, if you do, you should go see a doctor about it. I mean, if you feel like you're depressed, you should see a doctor.
I mean, I think everyone has some.
Yeah, but you're depressed. He's some mourning level of as well.
He might not be. Yeah, he might not be a clinical depression.
But if he feels like he has depression, I mean, it's something that you should get taken care of.
I know.
If that's the case.
That's why.
Well,
he's a glass of wine.
Pretty normal for him when you're grieving to be depressed. Yeah. So let's see if it lingers. As long as he can gamble, it kind of keeps him out of the depression.
Gamble and drinking.
I mean, I'm telling you, like,
drinking helps.
He finds a way to send like 3 survivor pool emails.
Yes.
Well, you know,
there was controversy
you know
this
that
week.
That's
there
a distraction,
right?
That's
was,
a distraction.
Yeah. There was controversy because the rules stated.
Well, blame McKinney.
That if you don't put your picks in before the game start, you're out.
Right.
Yeah. And Doug McKinney didn't put in his picks, and then when. Jason sent out the email. There's only 15 people in this college survivor pool.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's a great pool.
And so
it's pretty good.
You have to pick a winner in the ACC, the SEC, and Big Ten, and you can't use them again, right?
Correct.
And so almost everybody picked Georgia Tech this week for their ACC pick because they were playing Citadel at home. And everybody lost that because Georgia Tech was
11
upset.
Of the 15 took GT.
And so McKinney didn't send in his picks by noon on Saturday. Then when Jason sends out this email, he says, all right, a couple guys haven't sent in their picks, whatever. He's like, but McKinney texted me. He's going to take Georgia Tech with everybody else.
No, that was the email. He sent the email to the pool, so everyone saw that.
Right. And then you said he didn't take Georgia Tech later on.
Well, because the game had already started. It wasn't fair for him to take Georgia Tech.
He got hooked.
Yeah, but you know what?
He did get hooked.
Then it's not fair to the rest of the pool that he got hooked.
Well, okay.
Because he should have been out.
And I told McKinney, I was like, this is your last chance. He apologized. He actually said, go ahead and boot me.
Yeah.
I said, look, there's bigger issues in the world.
You had a soft spot.
I did.
Yeah.
And I said,
how long was the game underway before he got the pick in?
Like 2.5 hours. It was third quarter.
I wouldn't
now, let me just point is,
I couldn't let him take Georgia
his
Tech.
His pick would have been Georgia Tech, and
he
would have
lost. But he didn't know that.
Instead,
I didn't know that.
Jason has hooked him, so he's
just,
still alive.
Let me just back
ACC.
Up a little bit to give this a little bit of context.
Believe me, people like Grant Paulson were bitter. Bodie was bitter.
I remember distinctly that I was on a trip a couple years ago, and I was in a golf pool, and I was in a bus in the hinterlands of California where there's no cell phone reception whatsoever.
Correct.
Couldn't get a network. Couldn't get my pick in on time. And you know what the answer was to me? Too bad. So sad.
Oh, so he likes Doug better than you.
I don't know. So, look, I understand you. It's been a rough time of late. I get it. There are bigger things to deal with in the world.
Yeah.
Doug should have been hosed. He should have been eliminated.
McKinney's probably listening right now. Is McKinney there today?
I mean, I like Doug. I like him a lot. He's non-nubs.
Or is he
Doug.
Taking another day off?
He's good, Doug.
I know. I know he didn't drive to work.
That guy leads the world in vacations.
He missed his picks. Should have been eliminated.
I told him I don't really care.
Oh, I care. There's caring.
But see,
over
here's the deal. He's the only guy that has all three of the conferences still in play.
See, he's going to profit
because I think 13 people took Georgia Tech.
11.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is going to potentially profit. From missing his picks.
McKinney, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for hooking me, buddy.
All right, first of all, tell me why your text to me was, I've had a lot of issues, stuff going on. I know you're getting married in a few weeks. Is everything okay in your personal life?
Yeah, that's it. It's just marriage, man.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Your future wife is planning all of it. Let's not come off like you're participating in the planning. We've all done the marriage bit. The guys maybe do 5%. I'm not buying it.
So you obviously didn't know that Georgia Tech had already kicked off.
No, I definitely did because I had money in that game. So.
Oh, you did? Oh, so yeah. You tried to pull the wool over my eyes.
No, I admitted that I knew the game was going on.
Well, why would you do that? Why did you think I would accept Georgia Tech when it was a third?
Because they were losing, Richie.
I know they were losing, but I didn't know what the final result was going to be.
Well, you hooked me, okay? I'll hook you with some chips when I win, okay?
All right. Anyway.
Fair deal.
I'm just telling you the rest of the pool where they were pissed.
Now they're in cahoots together, okay?
Yeah, now it's collusion.
No. The next time it happens, he's out. He's out.
It won't happen again, I promise.
If you don't get the picks in time by the deadline, you're out. You're just done.
I don't know. I turned my picks in on Monday. Cakes just turned in his picks.
Well, that's what you should do.
Well, you should turn your picks in before the games start. It's generally the way it's supposed to work.
Sounds like Cakes is more in the Bodie column of bitterness.
It's a $20 pool. It's for fun. I really don't care that much.
Except that you've been screwed by it.
But I've been screwed before when somebody had an iron fist ruling over the league, and apparently that's not the case now. Now the case is games can start. You can just send your picks in willy-nilly. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, the rest of the guys were pissed.
Well, apparently there's bitterness behind the wall over there because, I don't know, I guess Awad is refusing to go to Bethesda Bagels.
Yes, he is.
Oh, because we requested it in the first segment, yes.
And apparently it's all because Drabby and Valdez are being mean to him.
We're not being mean.
No, I think it also stems from, here's a disclaimer. We love Bethesda Bagels. They're amazing. They're awesome. But I believe the last time he went to pick it up, they may have bungled his specific order. And now there's slight bitterness on his part.
Correct, but that's not why. No, because he told me he would get the food for us, but he doesn't want to get any food for those two.
Oh, that's not going to happen. If you get food for us, it's going to be for everybody.
Explain why you're upset, Adam.
So here's the way it works. I went and I picked up Bethesda Bagels. I brought it back, and I had a video to edit, so I sat the food down, and I expected them to protect it. I come back, and there's vultures all over the bagels. You got everyone from the sales staff. PGC is over here.
Right.
CK's got two bagels in his mouth.
Right.
And the AWOD bagels, nowhere to be found.
Keep flaming the boss. Keep scorching your boss.
So that's why you don't want to go?
Because that was the first part. Okay.
Right.
Then the second part is, I always come to them and offer to get the junkies fed.
Right.
And I always say, let's get Bethesda Bagels. It's Wednesday. But now when Lurch says it, it's a big deal, which is okay with me, all right,
yeah,
because you guys are the big silly.
Oh, good thing it's okay with you.
Right.
But it's not about Lurch. It's about Drab is starving.
Right.
Drab is so hungry that he wants me to go get food. Right. And Valdez could probably eat four bagels. He's growing every single day, and you're calling me the fat one.
That's funny.
So what's your point?
My point is if I get three of the four junkies to say – politely, AY, we would like to be fed, 100% you'll be fed. 100%.
All right, but why don't you want to respond to Drabby being hungry? Why are you bitter at Drab?
I didn't do anything to him. He's making literally all
the
stuff.
He's so narcissistic that he thinks that everyone's against him.
Yeah. Right.
That the world revolves around
Drab
him.
Drab can't go 2 hours straight without being nice to me.
Well, that's true because you drive me crazy. But
hold on, I didn't even understand that.
Without
being mean,
stupid.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So last week he's stomping around here like a child.
Stop being so nice to him.
Yeah. Like a child pounding his fist on the table, screaming,
why?
"I'm never going to Bethesda Bagels again because they screwed up my order."
Oh,
so,
he said that.
And now he's like trying to turn this around that Valdez and I are being mean to him. It has nothing to do with it.
I expect when I pick up the bagels that you protect them for 5 minutes while I go edit a video and not give them out to everyone. So I couldn't even find out.
You didn't get your food?
I didn't get my food, and I didn't even get to tell if my food was not delivered or if it was eaten by another employee.
Okay, so that actually makes sense to me. I could say I don't want to go get food because last time I got food, all the vultures got it before I even got mine, so why should I go get it? I could actually understand that logic.
Except I'll just say this. He's in the position that he should get the food even if he's not included in the run.
That's true. That's also true.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I just want food.
Well, he's disrespecting
you. It doesn't really matter what you want.
Yeah. He doesn't think you're important enough alone to request the bagels for him to go get. He needs a group.
He needs a
shot at you.
So are you going to get him or not?
No.
You're not?
Okay. He's doubling down.
He's so stupid.
Well, just, I know JP's not hungry. He never gets his order.
I mean, he's hungry.
Why don't you just get the food? Why don't you just get the food? We're all freaking hungry. Just go get some food.
You think we're not hungry?
By the way,
I'm eating pop.
Your calculation is incorrect. If one of the four junkies asks you, you should do it, whether or not you're included or not.
Well, what's the?
That's where you are on the totem pole.
Why am I not just supposed to do my duties that I get paid to do?
Then do them. Then don't sit in this studio.
You know what he loves?
Let's kick A-Watt off the show. Every time there's an argument, JP's thing is let's kick A-Watt off the show.
I'm not kicking you off the show. You just said I want to do. You want to do your job. Can you, do you edit your videos there? You can, but you should just edit them out there.
I'm also producing segments on the top radio.
Oh, my God. Producing segments. I heard this argument.
What do you mean you're producing? What do you mean you're producing?
Behind the scenes, I'm producing segments. Why do you think I was stomping around? Because I knew, 8:30, we need something to talk about. What?
That's crazy.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
You're everything stomping I do, around because you thought at 8:30 we'd need some filler?
Yeah, I'm calculated. I know when a good A-Watt segment ever.
Right. Man. All right, I did get a kick out of him.
Did anybody call Bethesda Bagel?
No.
No.
No one has called them,
He's refusing to. I'll raise my hand. Here. You want 3 out of 4 junkies?
No.
We don't need 3 out of 4.
We're
not doing
that. I agree. I said it should only be 1 out of 4.
We're not kowtowing to him. Are you crazy? I'd rather waste away and starve to death.
He should probably walk over there now with some sort of penalty, like without his shirt on or something. You know what I mean? Go over there in your underwear and get our food. The belligerence.
I just don't know why you can't be nice to the delivery guy.
Who?
These two idiots behind the glass.
Well, you're blaming us for that. What do you mean? You're blaming us for
that. What do you mean be nice
to
you? What do you want me to do? What did they do to you that was mean?
I mean, I go over them. I try to start. They gave me the silent treatment like we're in third grade.
Why?
That was so tilting.
They're working.
They're not working. Are you kidding me?
What's
he's
Brad
on Lisa
doing?
Redman's Instagram page every day.
Lisa Redman.
So stupid. I love them. They're trying to blow
so
people
inside.
Off.
I love Lisa. Lisa's our old NBC Sports Washington player. She works for the CLL now.
Radio Insider.
Awkward laugh.
What? That is real. Look.
The truth
is so random. And
what is Draft?
Why are you
Valdez
on her IG page?
I'm not. He's just trying to get under my skin. He's just being an idiot. What is Valdez doing every day?
Valdez is over there on his phone.
Yeah.
Probably texting a million people and trying to set up things to get hooked on the show. He's setting up golf for 2 months from now. So, I'll get you a silly mention on the junkies.
Good. He's doing his job.
No retort.
At least they're doing something. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not setting up payola for tomorrow. Like you.
A-Watt did set up a food drop for tomorrow, though.
What is it?
Roy Boys, the chicken place that I think is in Ballston, but now they just opened up one down here. So it's all on him. I told him I was canceling it if he didn't go get bagels, and that's why he's upset.
All right.
Right, because that's the power he thinks he has. Well, I said if the junkies are hungry, they should get fed. And he's saying, no. If they don't get bagels Wednesday, you can't get them chicken Thursday.
I said I was hungry.
You realize he does have power.
You dismissed it.
He does have power over you. You realize that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. For the past 6 months, he's been the worst person in my life. Ever since he got that promotion.
Oh, please. You love him.
So hold on. Is the Roy's Boys or whatever it is, is that like...
It's banging fried chicken.
All right, hold on. Is that one of his new spots he goes to after Pamplona?
Scott Parker. It's a Scott Parker Arlington...
I don't know the Scott Parker reference.
He owns every single restaurant in Arlington, Clarendon.
And somehow Adams bumped
into
him.
That's Adam's idol.
Yeah. Did Adam bump into him or something?
Are you breaking up with Chuck Lee from Pamplona? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Chuck's going to be bitter.
They're all in the same circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's his angle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Because he owns Don Tito.
Oh. The Don Tito crowd.
Right.
Gotcha.
Have you been over to Applebee's and Manassas yet? That's Applebee's recommendation.
Well, that's where you should go. That's why he doesn't get laid.
Right.
You got to go to Ruby Tuesday, you know, or Applebee's. Or maybe like Kentucky Fried Chicken. Pick up a girl.
KFC.
Some girl picks.
I'll tell you what, we talked so much fried chicken sandwiches on this show.
There's a lot of that.
That's all we talked about.
By the way, are they selling the donut chicken sandwich?
I think that's only in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area.
Test market.
Oh,
that's a test
it was
market.
All of Virginia.
No. It's the Norfolk area.
All right. Doesn't it look like a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yeah. It looks kind of
silly. Looks just like it.
Why don't we just buy 2 Krispy Kremes
and then throw some chicken?
Just call Mike Wise. He can fry up the chicken.
Why don't we set up an appearance out there? I mean, we are on Sports Radio 850 AM and 96.5.
You want to drive all the way for a chicken sandwich?
Virginia Beach, we'll do a remote.
Hey, get me to the beach. Maybe I'll do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All
right.
Get me paid.
Hey, what segment are you producing next, Adam?
I don't know. We've already talked Redskins for about 5 hours.
Really?
You don't like that?
No, I get sized. I'd like to talk more Redskins. But I'd like to be included in the conversation, not Valdez with a lock and key around my microphone.
I think you should do the rest of the show in the cubes.
That it always comes down to that, JP.
It does.
Kicking me out of the room.
Does he try to chime in a lot and you just...
He doesn't understand that I've been doing this for a long time and I know what's good content and what's bad content, right. And then I can be a good filter for him.
Right.
I'm sure the ratings weren't silly before he got hired.
What? Same thing applies to you.
No, I've actually grown the YouTube page, though. I have something I can say.
And
the Instagram account.
It didn't exist before.
Well, do you know I've actually grown the podcast to about 1 million a month. So
yes, you've actually grown a lot of great hair.
You've actually grown the biggest belly I've ever seen on this on the show.
That's actually accurate.
Personal attacks.
Grew that chin, too.
Just personal. Just vicious attacks. Yeah.
I'm telling you, don't you think his head looks like a penis?
AWATS?
Yeah. With the haircut.
With the haircut.
Well, since he can't
get it.
Since he can't see his standing up, he should look in the mirror.
All right. When we come back, we got 9 o'clock.
There's your
AWATS
segment for the week.
9 o'clock, we got Mike Rizzo, though. We'll talk all about the Nats. Only a game and a half up. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM, Mike Rizzo. At 9:45, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to see the Professional Bull Riders. Game show Wednesday, presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. We did open the show talking about the Nats. They got a much-needed win last night. Patrick Corbin struck out 11, gave up 2 runs, both unearned.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the defense. Offense gave them a little cushion late in the game.
Howie Kendrick.
And you got 3 good innings from the bullpen, which is always the question. Fernando Rodney pitched a clean 7th, and then Hudson came in and closed out the game, right? Did he get 6 outs?
Yeah, he pitched 8th and 9th.
Because I watched the 8th, and then by the time I get to the 9th, it was a long game. It seemed like it was a long game. I know it's starting later.
7:45 start.
It was just
not
late.
Sure what time it ended.
Let me just
time did it end? 10:45?
Right around.
I went to bed at 10, and that was right
still
after
had 2 innings, right?
Rodney just completed his inning.
But I went to bed right around 10:30, and I watched the Rodney inning. I went away from it for a little while, came back, and it was like only a half inning has passed.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Today's a big one, too, because obviously, you know, it'd win the series, and Max is on the mound, 1:15 start. But the Cardinals and Cubs obviously one of the two teams really chasing the Nats, are going to battle each other and beat each other up for 7 days. All right, Brewers, different story. Schedule's much easier. They've won 14 of 17. Moustakas hit another bomb last night. He's got 35. They're kind of picking up the slack for Yelich being out. So, but the Nats and Brewers don't play each other. So it's going to be, even though the Nats lead has slipped to 1.5, I think it's still pretty comfortable.
You think that's this point?
I'm not saying it's secure. I'm just saying I still feel comfortable there, especially knowing I got to play the Marlins for 3 games.
I don't know. And I don't feel comfortable yet.
I know you don't. I know. I'm just saying the fact that you play the Marlins for 3 games and you get Philly here for 5.
I feel like we're in the playoffs right now.
Philly's done. I just feel like it'll be, you know, if they lose 6 out of 7 from here on out, okay, I can see it, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to go down to Miami and sweep them.
I just want to say for the record, I love Fernando Rodney. He's obviously on the downside, the very, very end of his career. But I just love the story. And since he's been here with the Nats, he's pitching to a 3.5 ERA. and he's pitched in a bunch of games, and he's blown his share of saves. There's no doubt about it. But he's also gone in there and got his share of holds. And I don't know. I just love what he does. To be 42 years old and to go in there and pump 95.
Yeah.
Oh, he's freaking nature.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how he stayed in the game mentally after he threw a ball into Culberson's face mm-hmm. on Saturday.
Right.
I couldn't have done that.
Right.
I can't believe he could throw another strike.
Right. Well, they brought him right back out.
I know.
So
what's the update on Culberson, by the way?
Don't know.
Nothing serious, I'm hoping. That was scary.
But
anyway,
it's awesome that they have a day game today, 1:15, Max going, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's critical. I think every game, and they're managing it like it's a play, like they're in the playoffs now. They're trying to win every single game.
Well, I mean, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if they weren't playing the Marlins, as they say, instead of the Marlins, they were going to play, you know, in Arizona or
Pittsburgh or something.
In Milwaukee or something, you know, a tougher team. I'd say, all right, I don't feel great. But that Marlins series, man, you got to win at least two, if not all three.
I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel good about it. I feel just nervous.
You just feel okay about
just it. Just nervous about it. Just because I think it's very tenuous. I mean, it wasn't two weeks ago when we had a 7-game lead overall. Something like that. We were like 4.5 and 2.5.
Oh, you
cruising.
Mean
cruising.
Yeah.
Cruising in.
Yeah.
From the looks of it.
And now it's shrunk to 1.5.
I agree.
There's like no margin for error.
But the way you look at it is you still have a lead.
True.
Other team. The
barely.
The pressure's on the other teams to keep winning.
But it's also on us to keep winning, too. Both sides have to do their part.
So you're rooting against the Brewers and the Cubs again today or tonight. They play tonight.
He's going against Wainwright, which you said they've only matched up once before.
And that was when Max was in Arizona. I thought that was a misprint. I couldn't believe it. But apparently they've only faced each other one time.
Right.
So this would be number two.
Well, this would be another.
Do you feel good about Max today?
This, I don't know. You always feel good when you have Max on the mound. But
yeah.
To me, I'm telling you, and this is why it's going to be nerve-wracking. The playoffs are always close games. They're not high-scoring affairs. But to me, that's the only way the Nats will be able to navigate their way through the playoffs. The bats are going to have to be hot. So I assume Max and Strauss and Corbin, those guys, will do their thing and be excellent.
Corbin came up big.
They'll
last
be very
night.
Good to excellent, yeah. Right? But will the bats be hot? And it's just going to take for the Nats to do any damage. They're going to have to kind of break the mold, and the bats are going to have to carry them.
That's not usually been the case for the Nats.
Because the bullpen will kill them.
I was going to say, you're only saying that because if it's a 3-2 game in the sixth and the bullpen has to come in the seventh, you don't feel great.
No. Of course not. Nobody could.
Yeah.
So the only way the Nats are going to be able to make any run is the bats have to get hot like they were for about that 2.5-month stretch there. And I think they have the ability to do it. I think Suzuki's close to coming back, right? I think
they hit the ball last night.
Playing, I think he took some batting practice. Not sure if he's thrown the ball yet, but I like to get him back. Although I think Gomes had a couple hits.
He did.
Yeah.
Also had an error.
Yeah.
But I think they had 12 or 13 hits last night. So, you know, let's see. If Max looks like Max today, then they should win the game. If he struggles, yeah, you're probably going to have to count on the bats a little bit, and the bullpen's got to come up big. But you just got to find a way. Find a way to get a win.
They got to get some kind of award for Howie Kendrick to do what he's doing on a part-time basis, to stay as hot as he stayed. I mean, who does that? Who plays part-time and hits 350 like that?
Well, he was just wasn't he out for most of the year last year?
Yeah,
couldn't he be
towards his Achilles?
All right, couldn't he be comeback player of the year this year, the National League?
Does he have enough numbers to be that?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that.
Yeah.
Every time it seems like every time he's in the lineup, he produces.
And then the other guy who's put up big numbers with the Nats, bigger than his first go around, is Cabrera. He's put up some pretty impressive numbers with them.
I mean, Kendrick's hitting 340.
That's crazy. And they just play him
in 112 games.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, though.
It's a lot of pitch hitting, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pinch hitting there.
He's 36. I mean, you don't expect that sort of production from him.
I mean, he's got 16.
At that age.
Well,
16,
all the injuries and everything.
16 bombs, 60 RBIs, hitting 340 in 112 games. I mean, that's
pretty impressive.
Good. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we will go in the clubhouse with the Nats GM, Mike Rizzo. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.